Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jacksonville, the Bombers in their white road uniforms with the blue numerals, the blue pants, and the gold trim. Jacksonville for breast cancer awareness, wearing pink jerseys tonight. Those look good with white numerals and the black pants.
I think I disagree with you a little bit. I think those numerals are just of a lighter pink.
That might be. One of those pooch kicks that Patterson will field at the 28-yard line and back towards the middle part of the field. Breaks one tackle across the 30 and will end up at about the 34-yard line. And that's where Mountain Home will start their opening drive. The opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years.
Brad, it'll be interesting tonight. We talked to Coach Maddox this week about some more wrinkles in this ever-developing offense with the double wings. I might see some things tonight that look a little bit like a familiar formation to several people throughout the area with a wing tee look. And here we see twins.
Yeah, to the right side. Bashirs is the fullback for Mountain Home. And we've got a flag and offsides against Jacksonville.
You know, Brad, that's one thing I like to slip out to practice during the week and catch a little bit of what's going on. And when I stopped by practice Wednesday afternoon, there was a lot of throwing of the football. Coach Maddox didn't tell us if they were going to throw the football more tonight. But I don't know why you practice something you wouldn't do.
That's true. So, again, we'll have twins come to the near side for Mountain Home, working from the near hash, working left to right in this opening quarter. Stockton with the handoff inside. We have about two ball carriers and the quarterback all meet at the same place. The handoff is to Hershberger, and Gage is going to take it across the 40 to the 42-yard line with a pickup of three.
But it is supposed to look like that because we have a series of plays where all that action looks the same. You end up with a different ball carrier, and we hope to fool the defense just like they fooled us.
So now second and two for Mountain Home after the penalty. 11:18 left here in this opening quarter. Just getting started from Jacksonville.
Got a split receiver to the left on this play.
Wing to the right and the handoff inside and pile still moving and still moving. They haven't blown the whistle yet. The Bombers are moving the pile. It's going to be a first down run across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line as Bashir's the ball carrier. You got a lot of push from the offensive line.
Bashir's ran for about 4 yards, and then a pile with the Bomber lineman pushed it about another 4 yards for the first down.
Goes for a 6-yard gain out near the 48-yard line. So a first down for Mountain Home. 10:51 left in this opening quarter. Just getting things started from Jacksonville. Adam Sorrell will bring the play in from the sideline. He'll be split out wide to the left side. Walker in the slot to the left side for Mountain Home. Tied on the right side. First down from their own 48-yard line. There's a misdirection play. Hershberger gets it. He goes nowhere. He's met at the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard, actually, back to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Jacksonville's defenders did not fall for the fake, and they stayed in their positions. And we really didn't get the hole opened up in the middle for that to develop.
So second and about 11 here for Mountain Home. If you're wondering about the crowd noise, we're in a closed press box here at Jacksonville. So don't have the crowd noise as usual. Sounds a little different, I know, when you're listening back home.
Yeah, it's like being, I don't know, stuck in a microwave or something.
It sounds different, I know. So second and 11 here for Mountain Home from their own 47-yard line. Handoff comes to the near side and across the 50 to the 49. The carry that time. Hershberger once again for the Bombers.
You know, obviously the thought with these split receivers is you got to make them respect that. You want to spread it out a little bit, get a couple of guys out of the box because team's been loading up with eight or nine guys up there. So I think eventually we're going to see that ball come flying out of there, and it's probably going to catch everybody in the stadium by surprise.
Third down for Mountain Home, third and about seven here from the 49 of Jacksonville.
There's a little of the wing tee look.
And that misdirection play. Walker gets it. Almost broke it. One man tackles him at the 45-yard line. Mark him at the 44. It's a pickup of five, and he saved a touchdown because if he gets past that defender, he's gone.
He had lined up on the wing at the right side, and he had that cutback action. You know, it reminds me a lot of old Harrison football with Coach Tice. You get a lot of that flow one way and then cut back against it. And he was literally two steps from breaking that for a really big gain.
Fourth and two here for Mountain Home at the 44 of Jacksonville. Bombers lining up to go for it here on fourth and two.
Well, it's definitely no man's land. You don't want to punt it in this situation.
Here's the ball kept by Stockton, and he's going to be stopped for a loss on the play. Back to the 45, and Jacksonville holds on fourth down. The Mountain Home gives it up.
I had a problem with the mesh there. It looked like there was an attempted handoff that was aborted, and when that happens, it blows that kind of play up. And I really don't know who the intended ball carrier was, if it was supposed to be a fake. Just one of those things that happens when you run things that you haven't run hundreds and hundreds of times.
8:21 left in this opening quarter. Jacksonville will run the offense out there for the first time tonight.
Jacksonville's quarterback, he's not a tall kid. But I saw some video on him this week, and he can really get out there and sling it.
Cobbs will hand it off, coming to the near side and out to the 49-yard line to pick up about three on that first down run for Fortson. Second down and seven here for the Titans, operating right to left. Buck Cobbs, the sophomore quarterback for Jacksonville.
Going to be interesting to see how we play this read action tonight on the read option.
Handoff is Fortson once again, comes to the near side, takes it across the 50, down to the 47 of Mountain Home. So third down coming up here for the Titans.
Defense is going to have to tighten up a little bit. They got a little bit loose on that coverage. And letting them get past the line of scrimmage before we can even come up to attempt to make contact.
Third and about three now for the Titans. 7:23 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home one first down on their first possession, and then could not convert on a fourth and two. Titans took over their own 46. They got out of the Mountain Home 47 right now. Third and three for Jacksonville. Working out of the shotgun, right side, the run by the quarterback Cobbs. Chased down from behind, a nice play defensively by the defensive end. Tabor comes up to make the tackle for Mountain Home. No gain on the play, fourth and three coming up.
Dawson did a great job of maintaining his edge out there. He stayed wide, forced him back in, and once he saw that the keep was coming, he just shot upfield and took him down for the loss.
Offense stays out there for the Titans. They will go for it. It's fourth at about three and a half here. They have to get to the 44 of Mountain Home to convert. Trips to the left side now for Jacksonville. Cobbs looking to pass left side. The screen is complete at the 50. Well played by the Bombers. This is going to go for a loss of two, and the Bombers hold on fourth down. Pope and Bashir's there for Mountain Home to make that stop.
Tatum Bashir's did an excellent job of coming out there. He saw the screen or the short pass out there, a little outlet, almost like a bubble screen without any blockers. He was able to come up and make contact, hold them up, and then the rest of the crew came in to finish off the pile.
Well, the Bombers did exactly what you're supposed to do. The job by Tabor on the play before, staying at home and making the tackle and reading that screen well.
And, you know, that's what we see week to week. We see some great football out here, and, you know, we just seem to see a couple of plays that bite us so hard that they put us in a situation that you can't recover from.
So the Bombers get the ball back at their own 49-yard line. And the handoff comes to the near side. Ooh, Hershberger is hit hard, going for a loss of about two on the play.
The defender, he just shot through. That's James Robinson. He came from about a defensive end or a linebacker slot, outside linebacker, and just he met him before the line of scrimmage. He caught him in the backfield and put a shoulder right in his chest.
It was a hard hit. Loss of one to the 48, so it's second and 11 now. Four Mounts at home with 5:49 left in the fast-moving first quarter. Here's Stockton with a handoff inside to Hershberger. Nicely played by the Titans. He's going to spin his way to the 50, though, a two-yard pickup. And it's going to bring up third and about nine here for Mounts at home.
Did a good job on that one of getting through the line of scrimmage, but, you know, good sound defense by Jacksonville. They're not being caught out of position right now. They're not over-pursuing the first fake and, you know, holding their ground.
So third down and about nine here for Mounts at home. Their chain gang did a good job. We had to go about 10 and a half, almost 11. They did a good job over there. We got to work with ours back home.
They threw a couple extra links in there.
Third down here for Mounts at home. And the handoff kept by Stockton as he turns and upfield across the 50, the 45, down to about the 43. So it's going to be fourth at about two and a half here for Mounts at home.
And obviously you're going to go for it. It's within the striking distance. And that was that play that we saw earlier that was stopped on fourth down after the problem with the mesh. This time he fakes the handoff and makes the keep, and you notice he passed the first hole. This is a more outside run designed to open things up a little bit, because everything that we saw the first week in this offense was between the tackles.
Right.
Now we're starting to see outside the tackles and trying to get on the edge.
Fourth and about two and a half here for this Mounts at home offense. Can they convert on fourth down this possession? The handoff of Bashirs, he's got the first down. He's into the secondary, and Mounts at home will move the chains down at the 35-yard line. They need a two and a half, and he gets close to about seven and a half.
Good job by the left side of the line over there. They Trace Rick, Gavin Magoo, they were able to open up the hole, and then Bashirs was able to slide right through for the first down.
Pickup of seven to the 36-yard line, and the Bombers have a fresh set of downs now with 3:56 left in this opening quarter. Scoreless so far.
I think it's kind of like two punchers in a boxing ring, you know, kind of just trading some blows here, mm-hmm. seeing who can really get the other one to start reeling. You know, could be a time. Looks like it just something feels like there's something about to happen, some kind of big play.
Let's hope it's right here. Here comes first down for Mounts at home at the 36 of Jacksonville. And the handoff near side. Hershberger bounces off one tackler, takes it inside the 35, down to the 31-yard line, a pickup of five on first down.
See, that time we were able to get a push off the line, and they weren't able to meet him in the backfield, because Hershberger's one of those kids, once he gets his wheels going and gets his momentum forward, he's entirely hard to bring down. So that case, he was able to hit two defenders and push them back two or three yards by himself for the five-yard gain.
Second down for Mounts at home, and about five here from the 31 of Jacksonville. Under 3 minutes left in this first quarter. That clock has not stopped much here in this first 9 minutes of action. Handoff straight ahead. And, boy, the quick hitter this time for the fullback, Pope. He's dragged down after a first down at the 22, and a flag comes in at the end. And where it was thrown at the end of the play, you would think it's probably going to be a face mask. We'll see here.
Yeah, that would be an odd place for a hold. I mean, that was about 8 yards deep into the defensive backfield.
So the play goes to the 23. It's a pickup of eight on the carry by Pope, who has really excelled the last couple of games at the fullback position.
He's a smaller kid, but, boy, he's quick.
He's
quick hitting the hole, and he moves his feet well.
Well, the officials are still talking, not giving an indication. Now we'll hear from the referee. It's against Jacksonville. It is a personal foul, and it's a horse collar. So from the 23, this will go half the distance. Should move it down to about the 12-yard line, and they've got it spotted near the 12. So
about the 12 and a half.
Yep.
So whether which premise you do, spot forward or spot back, will determine whether it's at the 12 or the 13. The NCAA says never spot forward.
So the second penalty of the night against Jacksonville.
And now he picked it up and he moved it to the 12.
There we go. So two penalties by the Titans now for 16 yards. And the Bombers are in the red zone. They've got it at the 12-yard line. First down for Mountain Home. 2:36 left opening period. Handoff is Pope once again. Pope running to the left side from that right wing position. He's going to move the pile to the 10, maybe the 9 where they mark him down. And second down coming up here from Mount Home. They got a pretty good spot there. They're finally going to put the ball down at about the 8-yard line.
Well, it was a nice little run there. He got a good push and was able to keep his feet moving and get a couple of extra yards. You know, him at the fullback position just brings a whole nother aspect of the backfield that you have to be concerned about as an opponent.
2 minutes left in this first quarter. Hershberger back in. He got a breather there. He's back on the field now for Mountain Home. And he will get the handoff. Bounces off the first tackler. Falls ahead inside the 10 near the 6-yard line. He's going to pick up about 2 on the play. Well, they got the ball marked back near the 13. The official on this side, I should say the 8-yard line, he is spotted almost at the 6. So third down for Mountain Home now.
Be interesting to see what you dial up in this situation. Do you break out a pass here, or do you try to impose your will and pound it into the end zone?
Third down for Mountain Home, third at about 6 here for the Bombers. From the 8-yard line, it's Hershberger again. He's going to get to about the 6 before he stops. So fourth down coming up for Mountain Home.
Well, short. And kind
fourth
of
at about 4 coming up.
Do you go for it or do you want to try and get 3 points? We know Tabor's got a great leg and can hit from here very easily. I think it's going to say a lot about how you feel in this ball game, what you need to do to win, whether you're going to take the 3 or you're going to try and go for 6.
Looks like they're going to keep the offense out there. They can get a first down inside the 2 here.
That's what I was going to say, Brad. Yeah. You can get a first down, so it's not, you know, score or go with nothing.
Right. So the ball's at about the 6 with 22 seconds left. Mount Home may take a timeout here to talk this over, and they do. The play clock was running down. 21 seconds left in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Bombers in Jacksonville. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, fourth down coming up for this Mountain Home offense. They've got the ball inside the 6. They can get a first down near the 2-yard line. So fourth and about 4 here for Mountain Home with 21 seconds left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home 1-2 on fourth down conversions in this first quarter. Well, let's see what Coach Brian Maddox has drawn up here on fourth down.
I really think we're going to try and keep the ball on the ground, but I wouldn't be surprised to see something in it come out of a different action on this play.
Hershberger at that right halfback position, and they will give it to him, and he is not going to make it. In fact, he's going to lose a couple of yards as Jacksonville holds on fourth down for the second time in this first quarter and gets the football back.
Jacksonville did a great job. They put about 9 men up there on the line of scrimmage, and they were spread out. 2 people outside of our linemen, so they really were controlling that.
That was a loss of 1 on the carry, so back to the 7-yard line. That's where the Titans will have the football. Could be the last play of this first quarter. 16 seconds left in the period. The handoff is to Fortson right side. Not a whole lot of room there. He's going to pick up, it looks like, a couple of yards out to about the 9. And that will bring the first quarter to an end. We're scoreless in Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army thrift store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army thrift store. Truly is life-changing.